So I'm sure you've noticed that I speak English. I was raised in an English-speaking country, and it is my first language. But I was thinking the other day, what would I do if I had to learn English? Well, in this English lesson, I'll tell you the 8 things I would do if I was starting to learn English today. So the first thing I would do if I was starting to learn English today is I would learn the 500 most common words in the English language, or maybe the 1,000 most common words in the English language if I was feeling really energetic. I think this is a great first step when learning a language. If you could find, with a simple Google search, I'm sure you could find the 500 most common words. If you can find them and learn them, you have a real head start when you start to do other things. So I would make flashcards, I would use Quizlet or another online app, I would do whatever I could to learn the most common words in the English language. The second thing I would do is I would find a really good app for learning English. I'm a big fan of Duolingo, but there are other apps as well. I would find an app, I would install it on my phone, and I would do it every day. I just love technology, and I like systems that teach things where it's a little bit like a game. I like being rewarded with experience points or other little digital rewards when I'm learning something. So I would certainly do that. And I just think it's another good way to start. A lot of those apps are designed to kind of identify whether you're a beginner or intermediate or advanced, and it will help you learn the things that are most important for you to learn. So the second thing I would do, I would install some kind of app like Duolingo on my phone, and I would use it every day. The third thing I would do is I would listen to a lot of English music. Music is a great way to learn any language, so I would find lots of songs in English. I would memorize the lyrics and look up the words, and I would listen to English music whenever I could. If I was doing dishes, I would listen to English music. If I was going for a walk, I would listen to English music. Music's just awesome because repetition is a great way to practice a language, and music is something that you don't mind listening to over and over again. So the third thing I would do, I would listen to a lot of English music. So the fourth thing I would do if I was learning English for the first time is I would think of a couple of books that I've already read in my native language, and then find the English version of those books and reread them. When you already know the story, when you already know the characters and the plot, reading a book in your target language, the language that you are learning, that you've already read in your native language, can be a very good learning activity. You don't have to spend as much time trying to figure out who all the people are and what they're doing. You already know all that, so you can focus on learning new words and phrases. So the fourth thing I would do, I would think of a couple of books that I've already read in my fictional native language, buy them in English, and reread them. The fifth thing I would do is I would watch a lot of TV, and I would watch a lot of videos on YouTube. In English, of course, because that's the language I'm trying to learn, right? I like TV, and I like YouTube better than movies for learning a language, and let me explain why. When you watch a TV show, you get to hear the same actors in every episode, and you start to learn exactly how they speak English and recognize how they talk. When you watch YouTube, the same thing happens. You've probably noticed if you watch the same YouTuber, it becomes easier and easier to understand because you're getting used to the way that they talk. So the fifth thing I would do if I was trying to learn English, I would watch a lot of English language television and a ton of English language YouTube videos. The sixth thing I would do if I was learning English is I would try and find a grammar book that explains English grammar but is written in my native language. So let's say I'm a French speaker learning English. I would try to find a book that's written in French that explains English grammar to me. Especially when you are starting out, grammar can be tricky, and trying to read an English explanation for an English grammar concept can be quite confusing. But if you can find a book written in your own language that explains some of the silliness of English grammar, some of the parts of English grammar that are very confusing and challenging, it can really help you out. So the sixth thing I would do, go to a bookstore or go to an online bookstore and try to find a book that explains English grammar, but that's written in your native language. The seventh thing I would do if I was learning English for the first time is I would find an English speaking partner or an English tutor that I could meet with online sooner than later. What I mean by that is this: when you start to learn a language, it's easy to do a lot of reading. It's easy to do a lot of listening, but you don't necessarily start speaking soon enough, in my opinion. After you've learned your 500 or 1,000 basic words, after you've done Duolingo for a few weeks, it is worth it to find someone you can start having conversations with. And that's what I would do if I was learning English. It does cost a little bit of money, but I think it's very, very much worth it. That person can help you by answering questions about some things that maybe you would struggle with for a long time if you didn't have someone to help you. So the seventh thing I would do, find a speaking partner sooner than later. It will really help your English learning. The eighth thing I would do is I would find ways to practice my writing, even if they're just little simple ways. You can start by just keeping a journal. Maybe every night write down some of the new words and phrases that you learned in English that day. You could leave comments under videos. You could write little notes about the things you're going to talk about the next time you have an English conversation with your English tutor or speaking partner. So find ways to practice your writing. It's not the easiest thing to do. Sometimes it's easier to do a lot of reading and listening, but do find ways to practice your writing so that you're developing in all the areas. So what would I do if I was learning English? Well, I would make sure that I am doing some reading. I'm doing some writing. I'm doing lots of listening. I'm doing some speaking. I would make sure that I'm learning new vocabulary every day. And I would make sure that I'm learning a little bit about the grammar of the English language. Well, hey, thanks for watching this video about the things I would do if I was learning English today. Obviously, I'm an English speaker and I don't need to do that, but I just thought it would be fun for me to reflect on what I would do if I had to learn this language. Hey, if this is your first time here, don't forget to click that red subscribe button. Give me a thumbs up, leave a comment, and if you have some time, why don't you stick around and watch another English lesson. Bye. Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Thank you for listening to this English podcast lesson. If you would like to support me in the work that I do as an online English teacher, please visit patreon.com/BobTheCanadian.